Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about greyhounds. I'm Jacqueline Howard. April is Adopt a Greyhound Month, and as we're recording and dropping this episode in April, I want to bring attention to the celebration of greyhounds. On the last episode, we explored greyhounds in Gettysburg, taking place in Pennsylvania later this month. On this episode, we're looking to the west of the country for an event that takes place in Kanab, Utah. And I hope I'm saying that right. It's called Sighthound Shavu, formerly known as the Greyhound Gathering Kanab. And in 2019, it's taking place Friday, May 17th to Sunday, May 19th. It is my privilege to welcome to the show the event's founder, Claudia Presto. Hello, Claudia.
Hi, Jacqueline. Good morning.
Good morning. Claudia, I was delighted to meet you and to find out about your event. And I have so many questions for you, as I'm sure our audience does too. So I'll start with this, the more obvious question. What is Sighthound Shavu?
Sighthound Shavu is a three-day fundraising event, the emphasis on the word fun, where we celebrate our love for all things sighthound. The word Shavu is an Aussie word meaning boisterous party. So whereas we were called the Greyhound Gathering Kanab for the past 20 years, this year, to embrace all beings throughout the world who need our help and our love, we changed the name to Sighthound Shavu.
I love that. I love
that. Thank you. I do too. I love the word.
So how many people and sighthounds do you expect to come to the event?
This year, only about 150. Entire years, we've gotten up to 400 people. There's a lot more events going on in the world now. And coming to Kanab, Utah does take quite a bit of effort. We're 3.5 hours from an airport, and it's a bit of a drive. But boy, is it a beautiful drive.
Yeah, Utah is a beautiful, gorgeous part of the country that everyone should see at least once. And if it's in going to your event, that's even better because then they're with sighthounds.
I couldn't agree more.
So I know that there's a $115 registration fee, which I think is a total bargain considering everything that registration includes. Can you take us through what those things are?
Sure. And it's all listed on my website. But I'm Italian, so meals are extremely important to me. So we have one of the best restaurants in Utah catering our meals. And those are three full meals that are being catered. We have a yappy hour where the dogs have chicken shots and treats and the humans have local beers, and
nice.
Mutlinch Winery sends us some wines.
Oh, wow.
From California.
Nice.
So that's always fun. All the events are included. This year we've got the Blurfer, dogs running down a strip of grass while they're chasing their humans with a with the chief of police with his radar gun blocking the greyhound. We have a costume parade that is always the hit of in the town, and it's down our little center street in town, and then we have a stage, and music is blaring, and everybody gets introduced. If you're something new, we're trying something I'm calling Chalk and Talk. So around the country, there are sidewalk chalk festivals. So everybody who comes will be given chalk, and they can draw their greyhound. And sighthounds on the sidewalk.
Oh, fun.
All of these events have prizes. And, everybody leaves with a beautiful memory photo with the red rocks of the Vermilion Cliffs, really, of Kanab in the background.
Wow.
Many people use it for their holiday cards. There's something I call the Great Read Book, and I kind of dub it the Bible of the event, which tells everybody everything they need to know. There's all the seniors get a goodie bag that's worth over $100. And every event that you attend, there's free giveaways.
Oh,
so
nice.
You go home with, if you do everything, and there's no reason not to at this event. You know, you can go home with upwards, and this doesn't include sitting on auction items, upwards of $300 to $400 worth of swag.
Right. So, well worth it. I'm sure it sounds like it. So the registration is open until May 1st, so people will need to get their registrations in this month.
ASAP.
Yes, ASAP. And I know the kids under age 10 and under can go for free, but in that case, a child going for free would need to share any included meals with their parents or grandparents, whoever it is that's bringing them. And folks, you can register for the event at greyhoundgang.org, but don't worry about writing that down because I will have the link in the show notes so you can go directly there after listening to the website. So speaking of meals, I did mention that there's some meals. The event website says that there's three of them that are included, plus a few surprises. Fill me in on that.
Okay, so I did just mention a lot of things, but what I do want to emphasize is that we have, well, Sago Restaurant caters, the chef of Sago Restaurant caters our meals, and it is one of the number one restaurants in the whole state of Utah. We also, in the town of Kanab, have a cordon bleu pastry chef.
Whoa.
And she creates cookies for us.
Oh.
That are to die for. She also owns a Greyhound. This year, I also had a chance to taste some homemade donuts from another resident of Kanab that she makes right in her kitchen, and they rival any donut I have ever eaten anywhere in the United States, and so she's going to make those for us, too. So in addition to the fabulous meals, and we're going to be doing all of the food is sourced in Utah. We're doing Navajo tacos for one meal. We're doing...
Let me stop you there. What's a Navajo taco?
So a Navajo taco is, well, as an Italian, I would call it a pizza frite, which is a fried dough.
And oh, my gosh.
On that fried dough, you put chili and all kinds of things like salsa and sour cream and whatever you would like on it.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And... it's done in very huge, big, metal pots. And one of the other meals is a soup and salad. And then, of course, we have the proverbial all-you-can-eat pizza.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
We do not stint on food.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So nobody will go hungry is what you're saying.
No, and everyone will go home lighter with their wallet and heavier in their body, probably.
So one of the things that I love when I go to Greyhound events like this event is that there's opportunities to win prizes and there's auctions. Along those lines, what's in store for folks at Sighthound Chevaux?
We are very lucky that people are so generous to donate items for our auctions, and we celebrate them for their generosity. We do a live auction at every meal, and we do four live auctions, and we auction off probably over 100 items. Then, not at each meal, but throughout the event.
Sure.
We have a silent auction that has between 300 to 400 items in it, and we do a woof woof grab bag where you buy tickets in advance,
okay,
and then your name is pulled out of a bin, and you get to choose a bag. And the prizes in there, no prize in there is under $5, and the majority of them are upwards of $25 and $30, but they go up to over $200.
Wow.
Per prize. So
wow.
Those are very, very popular.
So the auctions during the meals where there's auctions, are those like live auctions with an auctioneer, or are they basket auctions? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we do live auctions.
Gotcha.
During the meals. So it's part of the entertainment.
Wow. Yeah, that's fun.
we we get just Greyhound people who are good at getting the crowd going and making things snappy and making people laugh and having a good time. I am very proud to, with our auctions, no one doesn't pay attention. They love our auctions, and they reward us with buying, winning many, many, many items at very good prices. And the people who come are extremely generous, and we've been able to help so many groups around the world because of their generosity.
So, speaking of the generosity of Greyhound Shavu, I know that at the 2017 event, you raised over $33,000 for Sighthound organizations all over the globe, as you said. And I am so impressed with that amount. How do you decide where to direct the money?
I'll get to that in 1 second. I want to just emphasize, I am so impressed too, because every single year, people spend quite a bit of money to get to Kanab, and then they are so generous to help us, because we have just been so lucky over these last 20 years, you know, to raise usually somewhere between $20,000 and $35,000.
Wow.
Of which every single penny goes to other groups to help them raise hounds. So I do not use the money from the I have not had to use the money from the donations for the auction items to do this event. So between grants and the registration fee, I've been able to pull, you know, to cover the operational costs. But the my decision, it takes me about 6 months to pull off this event, and I live in a small town, and I'm pretty much a committee of one. So I'm the one that makes the decisions, for the most part, about where the money goes. And I make that decision based on people I've met who run groups. I like to know who the people are. I'm looking for people who are responsible, who I believe are very honest. I look for groups who are very needy. I look for groups who are very transparent.
Yep.
In the way their money is spent.
Yes.
And I've been fortunate enough to travel to Europe. I haven't made it to Spain yet, but and meet people around the world who are doing doing good work. And Greyhound Gang, from the beginning on our website, has always posted where we donate money to. Again, transparency, I think, is very important.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it makes it more meaningful for the donors to know exactly where their money is making an impact. So I applaud the transparency.
Right. And just, I am open to anybody giving me ideas. You know, so if people who come to the event say, hey, do you know about this group or do you know about that group?
Right.
I then go and I research them.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Claudia, I'm going to switch gears on you just a little bit. So I know that one of the benefits of attending Sighthound Shavu is that there are educational sessions that the attendees can go to. What kind of topics will be covered this year?
This year, we're going to talk about mushrooms and CBD.
Well, what?
Sounds kind of fun, right?
Well, sure.
I have a vet from Best Friends Animal Society.
Nice.
It's the largest no-kill facility in
yes.
the U.S. It has been going around the U.S. and some of the world educating people about how shelters can be no-kill, and they hope to bring the whole United States to no-kill in 2025. So I have a fantastic vet from their organization who has helped us for quite a few years. So this year, we're doing that topic. In the past, we've done raw feeding, all health issues as they relate to the hounds from a very holistic point of view, so which is near and dear to my heart, because I have seen how natural supplements can absolutely help hounds live longer and healthier lives.
Great. And you had mentioned how, you know, people come from all over to attend Sighthound Shavu. Do you have lodging recommendations for people who are coming from out of town?
Well, Kanab is a tourist town, so we have plenty of, you know, it's a small town of 4,000. We are surrounded by the Grand Canyon, Bryce National Park, Zion National Park, Lake Powell. So we have plenty of hotels, plenty of VRBOs, plenty of Airbnbs. So it's not, it is not hard to find a place to stay in Kanab.
Right. And I did notice on the event website that there is a very long list of places where folks can stay, along with identifying where they can stay with their dogs, which is great. Okay. So let's say I'm going to Sighthound Shavu. It's my first time. What kind of advice do you have for me?
Rest up. And be prepared to be amazed. This is an event like no other around the country. We are in a town of 4,000 and we take over the town. And the townspeople just love coming out and meeting the hounds. When you're walking down our one street town, you will be mobbed by children and adults alike. You can bring your greyhounds everywhere with you to every event here. You can walk to certain events if you are staying in a hotel in town. The beauty here is beyond amazing. So I have had people who have come every single year to this. I have had people drive from Massachusetts to this event. I have people who fly in from England to this event, coming in from Alaska for this event. It's something else, and so are our hounds.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, like in addition to being with like-minded folks with their sighthounds and being surrounded by so many sighthounds, Utah, and especially your area, Claudia, must be seen at least once in someone's lifetime because it is just breathtaking. So, you know, why not do two great things in one by hitting up this event, enjoying it, taking everything in, while also being surrounded by some of the most beautiful scenery the United States has to offer. So that's great, Claudia. Thank you for that. So, Claudia, you certainly are well known in the Greyhound and Sighthound communities, especially for your altruism. Thank you so much for giving back. You are making such an impact, and you continue making an impact on the world, which is just what a legacy that you are creating. I wish you the best of luck for a stellar event, but it seems to me that you have this in the bag.
It's always fun, and I'm always exhausted, but I love seeing everyone.
Yeah, and I'm just so glad, because I know how busy you are, and I'm just so glad that you had time to talk to us on the podcast and share this event with everyone. We are going to have Claudia back on a future episode to talk to us about holistic and natural remedies and regimens for your greyhound or other sighthound. And remember, if you plan on attending the Sighthound Shavu, please register by the May 1st deadline. And to learn more about the event and to register, please visit greyhoundgang.org. And again, I'll have that link in the show notes and it will take you directly there. So just click on it, check everything out. You've heard the tip of the iceberg. Get all of the details on the website and you will be blown away by what you can expect from this event. And little side note, little commercial for me, for those of you going to Greyhounds in Gettysburg, which is in Pennsylvania, April 25th through the 28th, please do stop by the Candy Cane Rescue Booth and say hello to me. I'll be there on Saturday and Sunday. We will not have our Candy Cane Rescue Booth up on Friday. You can also get to meet my co-hosts, or my usual co-host, who is Al Cavallo. He'll be in and out of the vendor area throughout that weekend. for the About Greyhounds podcast. This is Jacqueline Howard. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode.